Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania, and it's Mocha Gumbo, and I'm Kevin. Oh, no. Are you kidding me? All right. Well, no. I the blue mic, I got no levels. Probably should have checked that beforehand. And that was James. Say your name. Scream it.
Can you hear me? I'm James.
It's a directional mic. All right, so we're going to work on that. Apologize for the technical difficulties. Just throw me that wire when you get a chance. All right, hi. So this is Mocha Gumbo, and we're coming back after our week hiatus, which I wouldn't actually call a hiatus because we were busy making art on stage at Williams Art Center. If you came out to see Guys and Dolls, thank you. Hope you enjoyed it. I would, at this point, usually banter about it with James, but he is on the ground repairing his mic. But,
I have no idea what that is.
I don't know. Is there another microphone?
Interesting.
Fantastic.
All right, so,
try the, are you following that wire?
It's back.
That is bizarre.
Well, you guys get to,
All right, so I'm running this show. Oh, wait a minute.
I don't know.
That would have been really funny if it was a matter of turning, switching it to the on button. Anywho.
All right, fantastic.
Well, we can make do. Why don't we, why don't you just scooch your chair over here? We'll do one of those. It'll sound okay. It's going to be weird, no doubt, because these are directional mics. And we'll have an early break, so I'll try to fix that during break. Anywho, yeah, this is Mocha Gumbo, and this is so much more intimate. So me and James are...
Can you hear it? All right, I like it.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can get better. Hold on. How's that? Let's do that.
Is that fine?
Hold on, talk.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, yeah, that should work.
That's good enough.
Anywho, so we had guys. This is so weird. This is so close. We usually have this buffer, so we're a little more professional. Now I feel like I'm actually having a coffee table chat with you. We had Guys and Dolls this weekend, which was fun. Finally over. That's why we weren't here last Tuesday. Good work all around. It was a lot. Broke a couple glasses.
That was quite the debacle.
Really though, that was really the only major mishap. It was opening night too, so it was our first hiccup.
Yeah. We had small mistakes, but I don't think they would be.
Yeah, those are expected.
The audience
though
would have noticed.
Right. And I always ask afterwards. I ask my parents about line drops, and almost always they don't notice. Because I was telling you, it feels like, this is at 100% true, it feels like it takes about 5 years for that moment to be over if you drop a line. In reality, it takes about 3 seconds, you know?
3 seconds is still a long
time. Not really, I mean, for dramatic pause, it depends on the context, like what the action is.
You hit the money scene, that made sense.
Right, yeah, I could do the pause. Yeah, it's a little different, but even still, it's not like...
You know why mine was so bad? Is because I started the line.
Right.
I said Nathan, and then...
Oh
God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And the other thing was, we could very easily see the crowd, which always
ruins
me.
The first
me.
Night
I can't
was
do that.
way too much light on them.
Yeah.
But Allie rectified that.
Very
so that was,
visible.
That was nice.
I don't like... I was talking to one of the other... members of the cast, Shay Nooner, and, you know, I don't really do it for the... Like, I don't feed off of the crowd at all.
Mm.
I would rather do my stuff on stage because I find it fun.
Yeah.
I don't really want the applause or the eyes looking at me, you know?
Really, I would not think that of you.
That's not... I mean, I...
And that's not like an insult.
you megalomaniac, yeah.
You a narcissist. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I... It's not that. Like, I like a good laugh track. Like, it keeps you a little more aware and gives you some energy and gives you some positive feedback. But even still, I just can't stand the fact that 200 people are looking at me.
Yeah, that's the...
Because I want to be in the scene.
When you become cognizant of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like especially since... Because when you break out of that mindset that you are this person, this character, right? It just becomes so much more difficult to get back into that.
Right. And I want to do the scene. Like, I find that to be the most fun part, is playing a character.
Oh, yeah.
I don't... It's really hard when you're looking at... So that's why solo numbers, I think, are terrifying.
Because
basically speaking to the audience, and... It's this weird divide, but you have to maintain the stage presence while also communicating to them like a soliloquy.
You had a lot of those last year, right?
Yeah. I had that one moment where
I come
out in front of the curtain.
The reprise of
Here For You. Yeah.
That must have been brutal.
Did not like that.
I would have been sweating through my shirt.
And Adelaide, Sarah, had a lot of those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't stand that, you know. Especially because it's not even, it is a soliloquy. It's not like you're just talking as a character off stage in whatever setting you're in. You're actually looking at the audience. But overall, very fun. I hope you came out to see it. If you didn't, you're dead to me.
Rave reviews too.
Yeah, rave
really
reviews.
Good ones. Especially from like not even just the newspaper. Like a lot of people I talked to were like, oh my god, it was great.
Yeah.
So,
everyone I talked to, I surveyed what their favorite scene was. Almost all around, sit down.
Oh, yeah.
People loved that choreo.
My God.
They loved that choreo. It really was. There was a lot of energy.
It felt like God was coursing through me, yeah.
Yeah, we got really into
it.
It
was truly a religious
experience.
Especially
the last night. I was very, very animated.
Oh, yeah.
And for Shay's final role. So, a little fun trivia. I don't think this is technically illegal, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not a sanctioned... wait, that would make it legal. I don't think it's legal. Because I was about to say, it wasn't sanctioned gambling, but sanctioned gambling is the only gambling that's legal.
Well, but it was a...
If they're going to arrest us over a $36 prize pot, they have bigger issues than...
Well, yeah, we thought for the fun of it, we thought it would be really fun, because it's a show about gambling, which is already problematic in itself, so don't blame us for feeding into these high virtues of gambling addiction that this 1950s show promotes. But we thought it would be entertaining if we actually bet on the Luck Be a Lady role. First night,
the rules. So the rules was, it was a dollar buy-in per person. We had 12 people play. It was everyone in the scene except for Matt Berry, and instead of Matt Berry, we had... Allie Rosen play.
Right.
I don't know if that's gonna indict anyone, you know, if we do get a draw.
Yeah.
In any case, it was, everyone picks a number, 2 through 12. You can't pick 7 because it was the most common one, so, you know, everyone who picked 7 would have had the highest chance of winning. And there was a maximum of 2 people on a single number. So
7 being the most common... just so happened that the first night, we're all pretty riled up about this roll. Rolls, and it's a 7. We were already ecstatic. You know, I was like, prize pool gets bigger. So the following night, we would all double down.
If Shay had rolled a 7 or a number that wasn't chosen, then the prize pool would go over and we would double down.
So the second night, I was very much assuming. I was like, all right, 1-7. Now, bigger prize pool, let's see who gets it. Roll another 7. And we were... You should have seen us.
We were belligerent.
Yeah, as soon as we got off stage, we dropped character almost immediately. Like, as soon as the lights went down, we were like, we were rioting in the right... You might have been able to hear it in the right wing. Stage right wing.
Yeah.
But, so the third night, this is for all the marbles. Prize pool's up to what? $30-something?
$36. Which is not chump change at all.
No, it's a nice little... you know, pocket. So we're all very, and I don't know about you, but roll will ya.
I was
yeah, you better roll, Shay.
Yeah.
So very dramatic, and everything seemed to be slow motion for me at that point, because last night, last roll, I'm like, oh, here it comes.
This is so good.
And he finessed that last roll. Like, there was a lot of panache. He really like exaggerated it, and one dice lands, it's a 2, I think.
Yeah.
And then the other dice, rolls for a long time, so far
in the aether.
Yeah, so far that it leaves the stage lights that are coming down immediately from above and goes into the shadows. Can't see it.
Mm.
If it's a five, we've got 3 sevens in a row.
Yeah.
And it just would have been insane. Turned out to be, who won that actually? Nameless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind.
I don't want to keep indicting people.
Yeah, for this incriminating $36.
Yeah, we had two winners on the five.
Hmm. If only those. I don't know why I went with Snake Eyes. I had to do it.
It was a good meme.
It would have been really funny.
Also, it would have been insane because then the whole course of the show. Can you imagine if like after that scene, it's just Shay passing out $1,000 to everyone and the show ends?
That'd be amazing.
That would,
but there's no dialogue either. It's just all of us in a row, just passing it out, and
just like really awkward.
Yeah, and then like slowly the stage lights fade, like really slowly. It's just black, curtain goes down.
No music either. It's all you can hear are the sounds of him.
Yeah,
the money and him walking
people,
across.
People
the
like coughing. Just kind of waiting for their payout.
One person tapping their foot, and it's like...
all right, so I think it would be a good idea. We're coming up to 12 minutes. Usually we'd wait twice as long. But I think we should cut, go to some music, and try to figure out this mic thing, because the quality is low. Mm. So, in the meantime, I'm going to take this back. And we're going to look for some music to play while we try to figure out this annoying technical problem. I don't know what I want to play, though. What do you got, James? Anything?
How about Conqueror by Aurora?
Conqueror? Hardly know her. Conqueror by Aurora.
What, you mean hardly know her? Or, sorry, know her.
Conqueror by Aurora. We're going to fix our technical difficulties. Enjoy the music. We'll be back in a few moments.
In every addiction, oh, oh. All fantasies taking over, always. just happened to me, this love sick thing. I like serious relationships, and a girl like me don't stay single for long. Cause every time a boyfriend and I break up, my world is crushed and I'm all alone. The love bug crawls right back up and bites me, and I'm back.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm James, and I have my own microphone.
And I'm Kevin. Yeah, we got everything up and running again.
My voice sounds different to me every time I hear it. Like, actually, most of the time I can't hear my own voice.
I've been modulating your voice settings to screw with you.
That's fair. So I don't sound this whiny in real life?
No, you sound a little more whiny.
Oh, thank God.
I was trying to build your self-esteem, but now that you brought it up. Where'd you get that Dunkin'?
That's from this morning.
Oh. Did you go to Dunkin'?
Well, okay, so funny story. Actually, it's not a funny story at all. It's just a story. So, I have a job now for the summer.
Okay.
Nice. I'm working at Lakeland Bank. I'm doing tech things.
Did you work at a bank previously?
No, I worked at a law firm.
Law firm.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm doing, like, I'm mostly building computers and delivering them.
Okay.
Like, to the various branches of the bank.
Interesting.
And I'm also going to be doing some software installation. So, like, very simple stuff. So I need to get fingerprinted for my job because I'm working at a bank.
Right.
The bank gave me 3 business days to do it on Friday. So that means I had Friday, Monday, and today to do it. And today, Julie and I shipped out at 9:30 in the morning to go to the UPS store to get my fingerprints done. They did it in literally 45 seconds, and then we went to Dunkin' afterwards.
So, oh, yeah. Nice. I was going to ask if you had a car on campus. That was Julian?
Oh, no. Yeah, that was Julian. I've been drinking water out of that all day, too. I'm sick right now. Not, like, really sick, but, like, you know, sick. Like, my sinuses are dry.
Yeah, I got that going on, too. I got, like, an almost not sick at all sort of thing going on.
You know why I know I'm sick, though? Like, 100%? It's because I've had to go to the bathroom every half hour.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that might be because I'm drinking, you know, 20 ounces of water every 10 minutes, but...
Seems like a lot.
Not every 10 minutes.
I read a thing a while ago. You know that conventional wisdom that, like, you should drink 8 cups a day or whatever it is?
I believe we've talked about this.
Did we talk about it? You know, it's, like, not true.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Yeah. Like, there was some doctor that was just like, yeah, you should be drinking as often as you're thirsty. You know? It's not, like, a mandatory... I'm sure it's not horrible to be a little more hydrated than not, but there's no mandated amount of
drinking.
Yeah,
the only
water.
Thing I think that is detrimental to that is just you're going to go to the bathroom more.
Right.
But...
Which will be good, because then I could check on my floofy hair more often. Really got to get this taken care of.
Are you getting it cut? Or
I need to. I'm at this weird stage where if I get it cut now, it'll still be long at the beginning of summer. So I think I might just wait 2 weeks. And so I can get it close. So as, you know, it'll still be another 5 weeks till summer. But at least as soon as summer starts, it'll be somewhat short. If I get it cut now, it'll be long again by the time we get out of here.
I think at this point with my hair, I don't care until it gets annoying to me. You know what I mean? Like, my hair grows down to my, it'll go over my ears, and, I mean, I'm sure you have that right now, but that to me, at some point, just becomes too much, and then I just get it cut then.
I actually, my hair is so heavy that I once let it grow out for, like, I don't know, a couple months, which for me is just detriment, you know, it's crazy long. But I let it grow out for a couple months, and then when I got it cut, I was lightheaded. I was like, it was like somebody took a pile of bricks off my hair, because it just hangs down. And I was like, I didn't want to drive home. You know, I was like, I was like crazy. I don't know. But, and the other thing is, I can't find reliable, everyone has their hometown barber. Like, I've got Suzanne. Love Suzanne.
Oh, yeah. My
classic
Tina's amazing.
Suzanne.
Fantastic.
And she's a samurai of the salon. My God, she can cut my hair in all of 10 minutes, and I'll come out looking like Apollo.
Really?
No.
That body?
But she... Whoa! That's fair. I don't want to... I kind of feel like I'm cheating when I go somebody else.
I don't get my hair cut around here. I don't. I just wait it out.
Yeah.
It's not that bad because we have breaks every 2 months or so, and I can just
This is the longest stretch, though, the January...
Are you sure?
The March to May stretch.
I guess it was different for me because I went to... the longest stretch I had, which was mostly self-imposed, was the... so we had break, right? And then went on a winter break. After finals, I went on a trip. And then I came back, and it was Christmas time, so the salon was closed. And then it was New Year's, and it was closed, and I left for Japan. And then I got back the Sunday
or the Saturday before the Sunday we came back to school. Mm-hmm. And then we didn't have a break until spring break, and spring break is when I got my hair cut. So I had been growing my hair for like 3.5 months.
Right.
And I guess you're right in saying that this is the longest natural, like, school given time between breaks, because it's, what, 7-8 weeks?
Yeah, and it's just long enough that I don't feel obligated to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean, you're close enough. I find it so, not difficult, but I find it, like, I don't want to go home. Not that I don't love my parents, because I do, but it's just, there's nothing to do there.
No. See, I don't mind, I'm a huge homebody. Like, I love, I have, like, the, I'm already ready, I'm already at the point in my life where I want just the basic mediocre comforts. So when I go home and I have a conventional oven and like a fully stocked fridge, I'm like, all right, well, this is the height of luxury and I'm done. So when I go home for like a day, I just decay in like that.
Oh, yeah.
I just turn into just so content. And then when I come back, I can't do it because it's like such a dramatic leap from, oh, I'm home. I can sort of kick back a little bit.
I'm just so unproductive at home, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it feels like I'm wasting my life away there. I don't know. Because there's nothing to do. I mean, there's nothing to do in Randolph, New Jersey. There's nothing to do in Hazlitt, New Jersey, right? Like,
there's a lot going on in Hazlitt.
Really? I would not have guessed that.
I mean, well, my area is so compact, you know? The shore is just a bunch of towns
smashed together.
Oh, I forgot
you were, like, right around there.
Yeah, there's no clearly defined boundaries either, you know? It's not like there's, like, rolling hills or anything anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, the suburbs, so much commercial. They just throw commercial ideas.
That's so
We're
nice.
Like the testing ground for what's going to work, because there's 100,000 people in every square mile. Like, there's just a lot of people.
Well, that's insane, actually.
Well, not really, but it's a lot of human beings.
Even the fact that you guys have that many opportunities to do things. Like, for me, you need to go 10, 15 minutes out even to just get to a shopping mall. It's horrible.
Really? Is it very rural?
It's suburban for sure, but the nearest city is Morristown, which is a lot like bars and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole stretch where it's literally just like chain restaurants. It's a hub where it's like, oh, you got your Panera Bread and the Cluck You Chicken and the taco truck and stuff like that. And that's all like a section of the city, sorry. And then the rest of it is just restaurants. And then there's just like an arcade and a few other things. But other than that, it's just not.
You know what's crazy? So for all of you would think that like people in my area are just inured to like any sort of commercial enterprise. Like, nobody cares about like they could open up like a laser rink skydiving, you know, ATV theme park, and we would be like, all right, that's cool, and we everyone would go to it once and then leave. They opened up a what was it? A Chick-fil-A, 10 minutes from me. So it's not usually. I have everything within like a minute radius. It literally anything you can name, I have it. They opened up a Chick-fil-A, and despite all of our just like general depression in that income bracket, they opened up a Chick-fil-A, and the lines were like down the highway.
Well, yeah, because Chick-fil-A is amazing.
Yeah, but everything else that you could try in that area, you could give the most unique, niche, commercial.
So you're saying that small businesses are doomed?
Well,
or
sure.
At least in that area.
Not even that, but even just innovative ideas, just like crazy new things that try to attract customers and like the young 18 to 26 demographic. Like, oh, come here, spend your night here. Chick-fil-A blew them all away.
Well, yeah, that's because people are not afraid of new things, but people are just going to stick with what works, right? So if it's, do I go to this new place that might be good, or do I spend far less money on Chick-fil-A, which I know is good?
Right.
Or at least I know I like.
I don't know. Right? I'm fine experimenting with. I love going to the weird. There's this little right when you leave my development. It's still they're kind of like in the same houses that my development is. It's like a four little stores, like a salon place. Like, it's one of those, like, weird alcoves that you see where it's just, like, old-looking stores.
Quite, they're not quite shopping mall?
Yeah,
like a strip center, almost.
Really tiny. And it's had the same three, like, tired, weathered signs for, like, 20 years. And then one restaurant that keeps circulating. Like, there's just different things there all the time. And it's been wild. We've gone from Greek to Mediterranean to, I didn't even know this was a thing, sushi burrito?
Yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah. Now, at first, I thought it was a burrito with sushi in it. I was like, nope.
No, but it's like the...
It's like a fat sushi roll.
Yeah.
I love going to like just weird, off the beaten path, just weird hole in the walls. Mm-hmm. I used to hate, because I'm so me and my brother, when it comes to my family, my brother is such what would you call him? He's so pedantic when it comes to eating.
Okay.
You know, now for me, I'll eat, you know, a cracker and, you know, like Ritz peanut butter and jelly. I could live on that. Like mm-hmm. a nuclear holocaust, that's all I need. He needs just, we go into Chinatown and look for the most dangerous, most likely cartel ring spot
mm-hmm.
in the area and go there.
Is he the kind of person who like freaks out about the word artisan or aioli?
No, he loves the word aioli.
Mm.
But he's allowed to. Artisan is stupid. He's allowed to talk about aioli because of the whole chef thing.
That's fair.
But otherwise, it's just... So I used to like going to the most basic. Like, what is the... What's just food? You know, my parents would be like, what do you want to eat? I'm like, food.
Like, just, I need
sustenance. Yeah, and my brother's like, I want a New York strip with a white wine demi-glace and stuffed mushrooms and asparagus with truffles.
Mm.
And I'm like, I could really, really just eat like a piece of bread with some butter on it, you know?
Yeah, fair.
But now I love that stuff. As I grow older, I become more and more interested in what I used to think was the most useless display of social propriety ever.
No, I can completely understand that. When I went to Japan, I found easily that the most delicious food came from those kind of hole-in-the-wall shops. Like I told you about when I went to Hakone, the Mount Fuji area,
mm.
there was the... It was a restaurant, like a mom-and-pop restaurant under a bridge.
Hmm.
And they had fantastic food. That was the one with the quail eggs and the... So good.
Hmm.
And there was a ramen shop we passed by every day going to the station where we took the train to school and back. And one day, it was really late. We were trying to rush to get... Because we were going back to the hotel to drop our stuff off so we could go out that night.
Right.
We were like, why don't we just eat here? It's right here. And we walk in, and it's literally two dudes working there. That's the only people who are working there. And
anyone in there? Any customers?
There were two guys at the counter, mm-hmm. and there were tables set up. And we sat down, the three of us, and they brought out what was probably the best ramen I had there.
Really?
It was pork fat broth.
Oh, love pork fat.
It was delicious, and I drank all of it and then felt horrible.
Yeah.
Sits there and it's.
You ever have a pork belly slider?
Yes.
Actually, they were at Bacon Fest.
Yeah, Bacon Fest. Did we go together? No, we didn't go together.
No,
but we
I saw
did
you
see.
There.
Yeah, I saw you there. That was really good.
Stupid good. They're so tender. Tender, yeah. They melt in your mouth. People say that all the time, but literally.
like
you don't have to chew
it. You
pick
it up and it falls apart.
Yeah.
It's insane. I miss Bacon Fest.
Bacon Fest is great.
The whole pork there is so
I can't
good.
Believe this was my first year going.
Really? You hadn't gone before?
Never gone before. I smelled it before. I used to wake up. I could tell when it was Bacon Fest because you wake up and you smell it
on
the hill.
Oh, yeah. The whole hill just reeks of it.
Yep.
But it's not a bad reek.
Oh, no. It's fine. It's perfect positioning. Depends on the wind, though. If it's going northwest, southeast, we get a nice, we get coated in bacon scent.
Yeah, they just have some of the best food there.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. No, 3:42. Sorry. I got lost in that conversation. I wasn't paying attention to time.
I just, like, there's such a lack of... I've been going out a lot recently, like, to restaurants. So we went out on Sunday night for Eric Sink's birthday.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And
that was kind of cool that it lined up with the end of the show.
Yeah, it was really nice because it was my Big's birthday the day before, too. So we went out for both of them. And we went to Mesa. And I had the chorizo stir fry.
It's good, right?
There. Yeah. Mesa's really good. Unfortunately, the portions are pretty small, unless you know what to get.
And it's a, what is that, a Mexican place?
Yeah, yeah.
That's surprising, because a lot of the Mexican places I go to, the portions are stupid.
Yeah, this is more like a incredible, like a contemporary Mexican place, yeah, though. Yeah. So they got all the fancy lighting. They have, you know, the pictures of margaritas and stuff like that. Ooh. Which is, oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we since most of us were 21, like, obviously the people who weren't 21 didn't drink. But it was just, it was a really good time, and, like, the food was fantastic. But and then we went to Key City after the show Sunday, right? No, that was Saturday.
Saturday. You went to Key City?
Yeah.
Oh, Key City Diner. Sorry.
Not Key City, Key City.
Yeah. Yeah.
We went to the Key City Diner, and so I'd been to restaurants like 2 days in a row, and it was like $30 in total. Hmm. And while it is difficult to continue to do that on, you know, my bank account, it's just like so nice to get away from the food that they have here, right?
Oh yeah, like, yeah, I think it's important to now I don't hate the food here.
Oh, not that
you, but you just, can only have so much variety here.
I get so tired of it. This is these last 4 or 5 weeks are just grueling for me, like, mm-hmm. I don't know why. I don't know if it happens to you too, but spring, last month of spring is just, I just get so apathetic about everything.
Really? When the weather picks up, I'm pretty okay with everything. I'm very apathetic midwinter.
Yeah, that's fair. But recently, it hasn't been nice at all.
It's going to be 80 really, this week.
Oh, yeah, on the weekend. It's going to be beautiful this week.
It's supposed to be sunny from, like, tomorrow to Saturday.
Sure hope so.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I went to... Now, my favorite thing in the world, absolutely top five, is a good Italian dinner.
Mm.
No questions asked. With red wine... in a nice place. And by nice place, I don't mean like Michelin star. I mean, in fact, I love the unkempt, traditional checkered tablecloth Italian restaurant.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But I settled for Sette Luna, which is really nice. I don't mind Sette Luna. You ever been there?
I've been there once. I went with my roommate last year and his father. It was, it's good.
Delicious.
It's very good.
Mostly pizza, not so much pasta and carne and pesca.
Wow.
But yeah, I did that too. I love a good Italian dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Little Italy. I probably mention that every fourth, fifth show, how much I'm in love with Little Italy.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely worth mentioning. I think I haven't gone to enough of the restaurants downtown. That's
me
the thing.
Neither.
Like there's a lot of good restaurants.
There's a lot of things happening. All right, so I don't go down to Easton nearly enough.
Hmm.
And I have a feeling
it's just so
the
cumbersome.
Township would hate our college less if we commuted there more often. But yeah, just driving through, I forgot that there is quite a bit going on down there. You know, like
they have a lot of
happening
interesting
city.
Like they've got some cool pawn shops. There's some. The fantastic restaurants down there, and the public market is stellar. Like, it's so good down there.
Now, and they do a lot of things along the river, like the riverside area near the park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They do a lot of stuff, like, every couple of weekends, especially as it gets nicer out. I understand not going during the winter, that's fine. But, like, early fall and early spring, incredibly nice area to go, and I gotta get off more. The only problem is, I don't want to do all that walking.
Yeah, that's
because I don't
thing.
Have a car. It's I would absolutely be in Easton at least once a week if I had a car.
You know? I might try to get people to go down this weekend, maybe.
You should.
Or next weekend. Yeah, because it's gonna be gorgeous out. So, like, you know, beautiful. Get a people to go down, like, you know, hit up one of the restaurants where you can just like the public market.
Mm.
You know, you get pulled pork or something, just walk around. Like, it's so nice.
That's nice. All right. We are coming up to 5:47. We have time for two songs and then our order of the day, if you'd
Alrighty.
Like to do that. I don't know if you want to take the reins on that. Actually, no, I probably should.
Yeah, you can go. It's fine.
Let me just work something out here. I did add... Actually, you know what I like to do sometimes?
I
can't really, but...
I don't think I found any new music in the last month. Like,
yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, no, I haven't tried. I haven't been looking at my Discover Weekly
that's
at all.
Fair.
Swing has some new stuff.
Everything in my Discover Weekly is explicit, though, unfortunately. Or most of the stuff. Because I listen to a lot of rap.
You listen to explicit music?
I listen to a lot of rap when I'm in the shower. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Are you not generally a rap guy?
No, I am. But I like to listen to, like I'll listen to alternative stuff when I'm, like, obviously on the show, or, like, if I'm doing work, but rap is more of, like, just hanging out, you know?
So I have this. It's a Springsteen song on the album Wrecking Ball. Never listened to it before. Kind of gimmicky, but I like it. Sure. I was listening to it for St. Paddy's Day, and I really enjoyed it. And also, if my mom's listening, she'll get a kick out of it. So this is American Land by Bruce Springsteen off the album Wrecking Ball. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, I enjoy it. All right, we're going to start with that. We'll go over to James. We'll be back with our word of the day. So stay tuned and enjoy the music.
Thank you. is under the mirror of the surface. So cut my cord, I wanna know how deep we can take it. See the thing you've been chasing, honey, you'll never find it wearing a life vest. You gotta risk your neck, know in your heart it will be worth it. So here we go, head first, no regrets. And no rules, we can stay as long as we want. Slow dancing in the darkness. And all I know is I wanna be here with you from now on. I've been letting you lead me towards the deep end. Well, I learned my lesson, honey, just when you think you're all adult swim. It's precisely when somebody shows you to the ocean. So here we go.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Mocha Gumbo, and I'm still Kevin.
And I'm still James.
And we are coming up to the top of the hour, which means we only have a couple minutes left with you. And it's about time for our... Hold on, wait.
Sorry, I was captivated by that sax, like, when it came in.
Yeah,
that was...
Very nice.
So sensual. What on earth are you doing?
Don't say what I'm typing out loud.
Oh,
nope, that won't do it. Never mind. Can you just say this for me right before I say what I'm about to say? All right, ready? We are about to go... We are about to go to our... word of the day. Thank you. I wasn't sure what you would type in for that, so I just typed in da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
All right, so the word of the day...
Or you could do it. You could have done a drum line.
Oh, yeah. Little... what do they call it?
A drum roll.
Wow. Can't believe it. Well, yeah. So the word of the day is kitsch.
Mm.
something that appeals to popular or lowbrow taste and is often of poor quality, a tacky or lowbrow quality or condition. Can you name something that is kitsch?
Kitsch.
Kitsch. That is so kitsch.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes, very kitsch, indeed. More like kitsch.
Keeping Up with the Kitschdachians.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Second,
I understand it's fine.
Second word of the day. I do like kitsch. Now, let me make sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. The word kitsch, are we pronouncing
it
correctly?
I'm pretty sure it's kitsch.
Kitsch.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Correct. And our second word of the day is... Ooh, I think we're going to like this one.
Oh.
Balladmonger.
Balladmonger.
An inferior poet. A seller of ballads.
Wow, what an insult.
Balladmonger.
Damn.
If you can use that once over the next several days, get away with it.
Sometimes I go into these like manic sentences where I just keep talking with reckless abandon. You know how Morty does in Rick and Morty?
Oh god.
Like yeah. he just keeps talking and yeah, it's like the worst thing. I do it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll throw Balladmonger in there.
Balladmonger.
Balladmonger.
Interesting. Okay, so we are at 5:59.
There you go.
And that means we're coming up to the top of the hour. We will be back next week and all the following weeks, presumably. And probably not... I was thinking way ahead, but I was thinking about the last week.
Hmm.
I'll probably be gone... Actually, no, I might be...
Oh, no?
No, I will be gone by Monday, I believe.
No!
Because
you just have things to take home, right?
No, I have two finals on Monday.
Oh, wow, jeez.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Oh, well, I mean, like, you get a lucky break, at least.
Yeah. All right, we will be back next week. No other interruptions until we get out of here in 4 weeks or so. So with that, this has been Mocha Gumbo, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Tune in next week. Same Mocha, same Gumbo. I'm Kevin.
I'm James.
Have a great weekend. Week, not weekend.